Chris told me in 2007, hey, I'm going to take what we learned as hostage negotiators, I'm going to apply it to the business world. And it was a while before I could get my head around how that was going to look, because it was difficult for me to see that this has nothing to do with actual negotiating a position or a stance, and has more to do with the appropriate application of communication skills to make you successful at navigating difficult conversations in almost every facet of your life. As a hostage negotiator, my job was to say specific things in a specific manner to elicit specific information that I listened to deeply in order to influence the other person to doing what I needed them to do, which was what? Give up, right? And we were very successful. When I say we, I mean, generally speaking, negotiators in the US were very successful, to the tune of 93%. That's our success rate of influencing people into doing what we needed them to do. We were successful 93% of the time. How successful are you? What's your success rate when it comes to influencing people into doing what you need them to do? You don't have to answer, I just want you to think about it. I would bet that the best of you in this room are successful 35 to 40% of the time, which begs the question, why is there a disparity in those numbers? Is it because hostage negotiators like me and Chris and Troy are smarter than everybody else? I can tell you, I've worked with hostage negotiators all over the globe, and it ain't because we're smarter than everybody else. What it has to do with is we have a keen appreciation of the human nature response, which dictates negative emotions, negative dynamics, drive decision-making, and by extension, drive behavior. Period. You get your head around that, and everybody that you interact with becomes predictable. You can begin to predict what they're going to do and what they're going to say next because of your understanding of that human nature response. Those of you whose skills need significant improvement, understand that a lot of what gets in your way as far as your proficiency at execution is what? Yourselves. You're afraid to go out on that limb, especially those of you who have been in the business for a while, because you've been trained with a certain mindset. And now we're telling you to 180. You have to get out of your own way. The four panelists that were up here got out of their own way. They are proof positive that if you get out of your own way, the skills will work. Yes, they are counterintuitive. Yes, they make you feel uncomfortable. Yes, they're weird. But I will never quibble with you as to their effectiveness. There's too much data, there's too much evidence that shows it. I know that these skills impact everybody, everyone. The degree of impact may be different for different people, but they impact everyone. As long as you're dealing with a person with a respiratory system and a brain, the skills work. Because they're based on that human nature response. But it's gonna require a shift in your mindset. It's gonna require you to change the way you think about communicating one person to another. And the first change that has to occur is understanding what business you're in. What business are you in? Really, what business are you in?
Is it a ridiculous idea for you to revolutionize your negotiation skills this summer? Is it a ridiculous idea for you to take the time to up-level your life? Is it a ridiculous idea to believe that you're worthy of becoming a great negotiator? This summer, the Black Swan Group is offering an online mastery series, 4 interrelated game-changing classes that will transform the way you negotiate and communicate. Here's what you'll master: Negotiation 9 on July 19th, Tactical Empathy on July 17th, Caviar on July 31st. Caviar? And on August 7th, the Quick 2+1. Imagine having the power to bond them to you by the way you artfully articulate their perspective. This will sculpt trust-based influence without falling into inherent traps. Imagine having the power to apply FBI-level techniques in your everyday negotiations. Can you afford to let your competition gain these critical skills while you're left behind? These online sessions are live and are your chance to learn from expert instructors at the Black Swan Group. I trust them. They've been handpicked and trained to deliver the same high-caliber negotiation techniques that I've developed throughout my career. Don't let this opportunity slip through your fingers. Are you afraid to take your negotiation skills to the next level? What's stopping you from moving forward now? Comment Summer Mastery and I'll send you the registration link. Your future self will thank you.
He's in the people business. What business are you in? Don't keep copying answers. What business are you in? You're in the trust business. How did you get into that business? What makes you say that? He says that's what we have to do to facilitate business. You have to establish trust. Well, how do you do that? Easy to say. How do you establish trust? How do you build rapport?
By asking questions.
You want to turn me off? Ask me a bunch of questions and watch me shut down in a conversation.
Well, using labels. Mirroring.
What he's talking about is tactical empathy. He's absolutely right. All of you are in the trust business. Anybody anywhere on the planet would do anything for you if two things were true. A, it's within their capability. B, they trust you. Not necessarily in that order. The reason you get objections is because they don't trust you. The reason they tell you no is because they don't trust you. The reason that you're picking up that sense of reluctance is because they don't trust you. And the only way for you to get to that level of trust is your ability to display tactical empathy. By the very nature of the first word, tactical, you know that it is deliberate. This is not passive, this is an activity. towards a goal, towards an outcome. It is the calibrated application of emotional intelligence used to make deliberate attempts at understanding what your counterpart's perspective is, recognizing that perspective and articulating that perspective. What are the two most potent, the operative words in that definition? Say again. Calibrated. I heard calibrated. I heard deliberate. Who said recognizing? Recognizing. That's exactly right. Recognition is one thing. The articulation is the most important. All of you have an intuition that is going to pick up what's going on with your counterpart on the other side. Most of you will not have the courage to say it because you don't want to offend. You don't want to send them running from the table. If I identify that and they're not actually thinking that, feeling that, I'm going to introduce that negative into the conversation. So you don't do it. What's the problem with that? They're thinking it anyway, but the other problem with it is if you don't articulate it, I don't know that you know. And if I don't know that you know, you can't convince me that you get me if you're afraid to articulate it. All of us have an innate desire to have somebody else understand what their perspective is, what they're going through, what their environment looks like, the circumstances that they find themselves in, the pressure that they're under. All of us. We encounter people on a regular basis every day that aren't really listening to what we say. They're looking at us and they're nodding their head. Come back 15 minutes later and ask them what you discussed. Most of them won't be able to do it. So that when we get that person in our life, however brief it is, that lends us an empathetic ear, it feels good because they're not getting it anywhere else. They're not getting it at home. They're not getting it at work. They're not getting it anywhere. I challenge you to try this, to test what I just said. And that is, you go to the Starbucks, ask the barista how they're doing, and when they respond, you label that response and watch what happens. One of the things that will happen is you're going to fulfill that need for them. They're not going to really understand why. They want to talk to you more. They just do. And everybody behind you is going to get angry because that barista gets asked 100 times a day, how are you doing? 99 people that ask that question don't care. You be the one that shows that you care and watch what happens. Recognition and articulation. Recognition is worthless without you articulating. You're afraid you're going to get it wrong. You're afraid you're going to generate an adverse response. And so you're telling your intuition, I don't trust you. Your intuition has never done anything to you. Why would you tell your intuition that? Your intuition has kept us alive for thousands of years. It's never going to fail you.